been out in the training ground with them over the last number of weeks, but I'm sure the training ground could be quite different now to the match day. So yeah, it's the first game of the league, as I say, against Coleraine. We have three games coming up now over the next 3 weeks, so it'll be a great opportunity to get out and I suppose to see the lads out in the pitch. Everything's been hugely positive so far in terms of numbers and buy-in from everyone. It's been, I suppose, a busy period for a lot of the players too, you know, finishing up club championships and finishing up club league games. But so far so good, and just looking forward to getting out now on Thursday and getting out there to play.
It is a young, obviously, college team, so it is, but you've got a number of men in your panel that have been involved in the Donegal senior ranks.
Yeah, there's a few of the lads that are out there studying at the moment. I suppose the names that people might recognise are the likes of Jason McGee and Michael Carroll, Andrew McCormick, Michael Langan, Darryl O'Connor, you know. And as I say, they're there, but they're well supplemented by the players who I suppose have been playing in the club scene here in Donegal, and even from outside of the county too, in Monaghan and that. So as I say, they're... it's positive so far, and we've got everybody out, and I'm just looking forward, I suppose, to the whole lot of them trying to gel now, and that's what we suppose we'll be using the next three games in the league to do, is to try and gel them into a team, and then look forward then towards the Trench Cups, which will take place then after Christmas.
Yeah, is that your target then for this year, or is it too early to say that the Trench Cup is the one that you hope to achieve this year?
I'll have to put the manager's places on it here now and not get too excited. I think, I suppose, that the big push again for this year is just to be competitive in all their games. I suppose get as many numbers out as we can, which we have been doing, and just stay competitive in all the games. And that's what we'll be doing throughout the league, and looking to try and see every player and what they're worth, and really, really give everybody an opportunity to play before the Trench Cup then does start after Christmas. So, that'll be the whole idea of it.
And just finally, Michael, you're also in charge of the women's team as well, who get up and running next week. So it's a busy time for you and your management team of Eddie Glacken and Francie Freel.
Yeah, the two boys have been lucky for them to come in involved with me. So you need all the help that you can. There's a couple of evenings a week that we're out there training them on a Monday and Tuesday. And as I say, numbers has been really, really positive so far, and buy-in's been positive. So, as I say, yeah, the ladies' league then will start next week, so it'll be a couple of busy weeks now for us all, with maybe two games each week. But now, looking forward to getting around all the venues around college venues around Ulster and that. And as I say, the ladies are starting next week away to St Mary's, and that'll be followed by the men's second game then in Dundalk. So it'll be a busy few weeks, but hopefully all good for the IT out there.